ago. A branch of Islamic State say they were behind it, a claim the US says its intelligence can support. Despite repeated denials, Vladimir Putin has again suggested Ukrainian involvement.
All the four direct participants, those who shot and killed people, they were found and detained. They tried to flee and they were moving in the direction of Ukraine.
The head of the United Nations says there's a clear international consensus that any ground operation in the southern Gazan city of Rafah will cause a humanitarian catastrophe. Israel insists it's needed to defeat Hamas. A historian and author believes the Princess of Wales undergoing treatment for cancer will leave a hole in the royal family. The king has also been diagnosed, meaning two senior royals are not able to perform official duties. Sir Anthony Seldon says it's not ideal, but it's not disaster either.
If you look back at history, the times of crisis for the monarchy has been when either there hasn't been a successor or there's been a disputed successor. I view it more as just something that is deeply regrettable, but something that I think the public understands. And how can they not understand illness?
An infectious diseases expert is warning another pandemic is round the corner and that we must remain vigilant. Dr. Natalie McDermott from King's College London was speaking on the fourth anniversary of the UK's first COVID lockdown. In sports, Sven Göran Eriksson's living out his life. Former England manager who has terminal cancer is leading the Liverpool legends in a charity match that is underway at Anfield. And overnight ratings reveal the Celebrity Big Brother live final had 2 million views. 30-year-old Ibiza Weekender star David Potts pleased Nikita Kuzmin to be crowned the winner. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
Is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? 2 minutes past three on a Saturday afternoon. Thanks to Spencer for the last 3 hours of weekend wind up. But next 3 hours, I'm John Shump and this is Phoenix Sport, a broken afternoon for you.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been the odd shower across our area today. It may still be the odd one, but it's currently sunny across our area. Gusty northwesterly winds making it feel quite chilly though. Maximum temperature this afternoon, 9 degrees Celsius. Tonight, further showers are likely through the evening, although most will fade away overnight, leaving clear spells. The winds will also ease. Remaining chilly overnight, a light rural frost in places. Minimum temperature, 4 degrees Celsius. Sunday, we'll see another chilly start, but it will be slightly warmer tomorrow and mostly dry with some sunny spells, and the wind will ease as the day progresses. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 12 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Music in the air and lots of loving everywhere. So give Give me the mic. Give me the mic. So come on out tonight, and we'll meet the others on a ride through paradise. And if you feel alright, then we can be lovers, cause I see that starlight look in your eyes. But don't you know we can fly? Just give me the night.
George Benson, who had a birthday yesterday, born on the 22nd of March 1943. He was 81. Many happy returns to him. That was one of his best, keeping the night. Welcome into Phoenix Sport on this Saturday, the 23rd of March 2024. I'm John Chubb. I am here for the next 3 hours. An international football weekend. So there's no Premier League or Championship football this weekend, but action in the EFL and a football game of non-league as well. And today we have two feature matches this afternoon, one of which is a women's game. It's the FA Women's National League Cup final. Hashtag United Women, currently second in the women's Southern Premier, taking on Newcastle United, who are top of the Northern equivalent at Luton Town's Kenilworth Road Grounds. That match is already underway. Andy Gardner has travelled to Bedfordshire to watch that one. He's going to have half-time and full-time reports for us. And also in the ESPN Premier League, Billericay Town have dropped out of the playoffs after a dismal run of 7 games without a win. They'll be looking to turn that around this afternoon as they host Wingate and Buckley at New Lodge. Gatsby Moore is down at the reporting for us. All the other football going on this afternoon. Rugby Union as well. Opening fixtures in the nations. Biggest Premiership action. United Rugby Championship. And local rugby as well. Plenty of racing going on this afternoon. The main race of the afternoon is the Lincoln Handicap at Doncaster at 3:35. Rugby League is Challenge Cup weekend. The sixth round. It's currently taking place. I'll be looking at what's going on there. F1, we look ahead to the Australian Grand Prix with qualifying starting at 4:55. Tennis, the latest from the Miami Open. Snooker, the World Open. Plenty of great music too. Stick around as much as you can between 3 and 6. And it's live.
Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM. Hey, I ain't seen you lately, and that's okay. I know you're living life in your own way. I know it might be working today. It might not be forever. And don't act like I've been saying something new. I've been saying it forever. If I call you up in a minute, and even if you can hear it, would you hand me back when you see it? Okay.
That comes on from Busted. That's called One of These Days. So I'm going to take a look at what's happened in the football so far this afternoon. Just as I say, no Premier League or EFL Championship matches, just the 3 matches in EFL League One, all of which are currently goalless. In Sky Bet League 2, a couple of matches have already taken place today. There was a 12:30 kickoff at Field Mill where Mansfield Town, the league leaders, took on struggling Colchester United and finished Mansfield 1, Colchester 1. A useful point for Danny Cowley's views. Harry Anderson gave them the lead in the 13th minute following a clever flick on from Tom Hopper. He's got a really good goal. But in the second half, 3 minutes after the hour, Lewis Brunt, who's on loan at Mansfield from Championship leaders Leicester City, scored an equaliser and it finished one apiece in that one. There was also an kick off an all Yorkshire affair that started at 1 o'clock between Harrogate Town and Bradford City. Side who just can't buy a result at the moment because they were beaten 3-0 by Harrogate. Josh March puts the host ahead of 1 minute. In 73 minutes, they won a penalty converted by George Thompson, and Daniel Oyigoki put the ball through his own net. 11 minutes from time to make the final score. Harrogate Town 3, Bradford City 0. So as it stands, after that draw between Mansfield and Colchester, Nigel Clough, his son's stack of... clear as it stands at the top of the league, because Wrexham have taken early with Grimsby. Andy Cannon, the scorer there. Colchester still in 22nd place as things stand. Elsewhere in football, in the Women's Super League, there was a Manchester derby at the Etihad at lunchtime, and it finished Manchester City Women 3, Manchester United Women 1, and an outstanding display by City's Jess Park gave them a 2-0 lead by half-time as she was helped to a brace in the first half. And just after the restart, there was a goal by Khadija Shaw to give Man City a 3-0 lead. United pulled one back 17 minutes from time when Kirsten Bridge, the City defender, put the ball through her own head from a crossbar, United's Hannah Blundell. But Manchester City Women taking all 3 points. And as it stands, they are top of the league by 3 points. Although Chelsea Women in second have a game in hand on them. They're on 40 points, same goal difference. And they travel to the Chigwell Construction Stadium to take on West Ham United Women. Looking at what else has happened in 3 o'clock kickoffs so far. In one of our featured matches, Billericay have taken the lead against Wingate and Finchley. Jack Patmore's down in the lodge this afternoon for us. Bradley Stevenson for Billericay after 10 minutes in that game. And some other to report. Waltham Abbey are at home to Stockfold in the Southern League Division 1 Central. Abbey is still in the playoff spots in 5th place, but Stockfold have gone in front after only 3 minutes there. League 2, Free Alexandra 1, AFC Wimbledon 1. Jonathan Martin Gordon gave the Dons a lead in only the second minute, but Rio has equalised for 2-13. As I mentioned before, it's Grimsby 0, Wrexham 1, Andy Cannon for Wrexham after 5 minutes in League 2. Chelmsford City away to Taunton Town this afternoon, and the Claretts have fallen behind early doors in that National League South match. And Tabletoppers Hornchurch in the Isthmian Premier League, who suffered only their second league defeat of the season during the week, but looking good for them at the moment this afternoon. They've travelled to Whitehawk, and they're already 3-0 up. Rennie Sutton gave Hornchurch the lead in the second minute. Liam Nash and Femi Akinwande on 19, the other Urchins scorers. Meanwhile, in League 2, Morecambe 1, Gillingham 0, Jordan Sleuth and Morecambe after 11 minutes. Barnet 1, Dorking Wanderers 0 in the National League with an 11th minute penalty for Barnet. League 1, it's Carlisle 1, Stevenage 0, Daniel Busworth after 30 minutes for Carlisle. And incidentally, in the National League South, Dover Athletic mathematically could be relegated today, but they've scored after 14 minutes against Farborough, so they may survive for a bit longer yet. Oxford City could be relegated from the National League today if they lose and Boreham Wood win. Bournemouth are playing Chesterfield. They only need a point to clinch promotion. But Oxford City have gone into an early 1-0 lead. Joshua Parker after 15 minutes in that one. National League South, Braintree Town hosting Yeovil Town at Cressing Road this afternoon. The league leaders, and they could universally do Chelmsford City a favour, were they to take points off Yeovil, but the Somerset side have gone into an early lead there. They're winning by a goal to nil. Gillingham have equalised at Morecambe. Oliver Wilkins on 18. Sutton United 1, Accrington Stanley 0 in League 2. Smith after 16 for Sutton. Concord Rangers battling to avoid the drop in the Isthmian Premier League, and they've gone 1-0 up in their match at Lewis and won a penalty on 19 minutes, converted by Harrison Day. And that has put them 1-0 ahead. A couple of goals from the National League as well. Altrincham 1, Gateshead 0. And also Hartlepool away to Eastleigh. Hartlepool have gone into a 1-0 lead there. One more to report from League 2, where Barrow have gone 1-0 in front against Stockport County.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist. Meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality. Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream holiday.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Tune into the Sunday Sessions on Phoenix FM every Sunday morning, 10 till 12, with me, Kevlar. I'll be bringing you tracks from local artists. Most of those tracks are recorded down at our open mic, which takes place every Monday at 8 p.m. at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, right next door to Brentwood Station. Come along and just watch, or if you're a singer or songwriter, come along and sing us a song.
Sing, sing, sing.
Few more local goals to report in the football. In Isthmian North, Hayward Swift has gone in front against Grays Athletic. Ross Wall scoring for Swift after 21 minutes. Chelmsford City down in Somerset this afternoon. They are now 2-0 down against Taunton Town in the National League South. And Waltham Abbey have equalised against Stockport in Division 1 Central. After 23 minutes. One more goal to report. Crawley Town took an early lead at Tranmere. Jeremy Kelly and Jay Williams, the scorers. But Luke Norris has equalised for Tranmere in the 21st minute of that one. A couple more have just come through. It's now Barnet 2, Dorking Wanderers 0 in the National League. And what a first half for Hornchurch down at Whitehawk. They are now 4-0 ahead after only 26 minutes. Liam Nash scoring a fourth for the Urchins. The time now is 25 minutes past three, so it's time for a travel update.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
First off, taking a look at the roads this afternoon across our area. No reported issues in Brentwood or Billericay, but there are some further afield. M11 Underbound is slow between Junction 7 for Harlow, Junction 6 for the M25, and also between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. M25 clockwise, slow moving traffic currently between Junction 29 for the 8127 and the QE2 bridge. A127, one lane is closed in both directions at the junction with Pound Lane between the A132 at Nevedon and also at the over 30 at Fairglen for emergency gas work. Rochford, Sutton Road closed for emergency water work. That's between Southend Road, that's where the Abilene Pump is, you know, the area, and Purdy's Way leading to Purdy's Industrial Estate. Rayleigh is busy on Crestville and Webster's Way and also the High Street at the moment. Epping currently slow on the high road between Stone Arch Road and Faden Road. Elsewhere, there's a few of the usual hotspots. Go towards the Army and Navy roundabout in Chelmsford Road, the Banner Bypass and Banner Road currently busy. Hadley is currently slow on London Road westbound, the A13 between Eastwood Road and Rayleigh Road. Leon C, London Road eastbound, again the A13, that is currently slow between Eastwood Road and South Grove. Southend is slow in both directions between West in Westcliff and Station Road in Lee. Southend seafront's busy. Well, and on Eastern Avenue in Southend, there's quite a bit of eastbound traffic between Cuckoo Corner and Fawcett Way. Prince Avenue also between the Studeway and Cuckoo Corner, and southbound, also in Southend, Manners Way is busy from Washford Road roundabout near the airport down to Cuckoo Corner. Public transport, no reported issues this weekend or today at least. C2C on Greater Anglia Trains. DLR, no service all weekend between Cockburn International and Benton and Arsenal. London Overground, no service all weekend between the new bus to use London buses and the Underground instead. And on London Underground, there is no service all weekend between Woodford and Epping. Replacement buses are in operation. I will have another update around about 1 hour from now. Just before I get back to this afternoon's football, there was some Friday night football just across the car park bus at the Brentwood Centre Arena last night in ESPN North, where Brentwood Town were taking on Morden and Tiptree. I went along to have a look at that, and you can hear a full-time report from me now.
Final score at the Centre Arena, Brentwood Town 3, Morden and Tiptree 2. The Morden hopefuls, Brentwood Town, moved up to third place at ESPN North, as they claimed all 3 points in a well-attended Friday night encounter, 406 at the Arena. Brentwood took the lead in the 10th minute after visiting goalkeeper Luca Collins failed to clear a Ryan Reed cross before Mecca McKenzie rounded him and placed the ball into the net to make it 1-0 for the host. But 6 minutes later, the Jammers were back in the act, mounting an attack which resulted in George firing the ball past the lead goalkeeper Melvin Vincent to get the scores. Then, after the restart, there was huge controversy as McKenzie was fouled whilst bearing down on goal, which Morden received a straight red card. Inside the penalty box, referee turned Morden a free kick right on the edge of the area despite the success of the home players, which was fired over the bar by Shavin Gandu. Blues had a few other chances to score during the first half, none more so than just before the interval when Andrew Freeman, in front of goal, narrowly failed to connect with another weak cross to the right. won all at Easterbrook. Brentford won early in the second half, and they don't pay off in the 58th after they awarded a free kick right on the edge of the area. Freeman's superb effort curled around the jab of ball, half cutting the left hand corner, and he fell into the then in 1960, tackle strike by the impressive rules of the 3-5, increasing the unlikely that the opposition would find their way back into the match. After the game entered injury time, Brentford had a problem when a crossbow box, the Antwerp, found in Gander at the far post. The football is the time of the initial one passing. But they did have to take anything further. But Luke took all the important for the Antwerp on Tuesday night when they host fellow Highbrows and Hitsley. Wigan picked in 9th place after this defeat, and with just one victory from their last season, these matches and 8 games remaining, their chances of making the playoffs this season in years being north now look rather slim.
Apologies if I sounded a tad nasal on that report. It did turn a tad chilly at the arena last night, so I was a little bit bunged up after the final whistle, but well done to Brentwood Town, who they had the thumping win during the week as well. They beat Stowmarket Town 9-0 on Tuesday night, and now up to third place in the table. Just getting back to this afternoon's now, because I think quite a few have gone in. In League One, it's 1-1 Derby 0. That's a blow to Derby's promotion hopes, potentially. Sam Hosking scoring for the Cobblers after 24 minutes. National League, it's Wealdstone. Well, I thought I'd scored against Kidderminster. I think that's actually been disallowed. It's got a Park Lane in the All Essex affair, and it's been Premier League between the Islands and hashtag United. Elliot Johnson scoring for the Gulls, the host, after 27 minutes. And the party could be about to start at the SMH Group in the home of Chesterfield, because the champions elect have taken the lead against Bournemouth, and as things stand, Chesterfield will be promoted on the back of that goal. Now on to Rugby Union. The Women's Six Nations has got underway this afternoon. The men's taking a back seat this week, and France are currently playing Ireland, and France have got into a 24-3 lead. Wales play Scotland later on. That starts at 4:45. Meanwhile, in the Gallagher English Premiership, there were a couple of matches last night, and there was defeat for the Northampton Saints. They were rather surprisingly beaten by 52-31 by their host Bristol. A much closer affair between Leicester Tigers and Gloucester. Leicester 25, Gloucester 27. This afternoon, Exeter Chiefs are playing at Newcastle Falcons. It's currently 10 apiece. And Saracens are currently leading by 19 points to nil against Harlequins. There's also matches in the United Rugby Championship this afternoon. One has already taken place. It's finished Sharks 22, Ulster 12. We've also got local rugby this afternoon, which is gradually drawing to promotion and relegation. Issues have been decided, one or two of them already, and I will have a full roundup of the results in the final hour of the show. Meanwhile, in Rugby League, it is Betfred Challenge Cup weekend. Sides vying for a place in the quarterfinals. And in last night's 3 6-round ties, the results were as follows. Hull Kingston Rovers scored 40 points against Salford Red Devils without reply to go to the last 8. St Helens are through as well. They beat their host Leeds Rhinos by 20 points to 6. Victory as well for Wigan Warriors. The Cup of Super League Champions, they beat Sheffield Eagles by 54 points to 18. This afternoon, there were 4 ties taking place. 3 of them currently late versus London Post as of 5:30. But currently it's Huddersfield Giants 46, Hull 6, Lee Leopards 24, Featherstone Rovers 10, Batting Bulldogs 8, Castleford Tigers 10. Racing. Meanwhile, a busy afternoon of racing, and the big race of the afternoon, Lincoln Handicap at Doncaster, is just getting underway now. I can put through a results from the races which have taken place whilst we've been on the air. 3 o'clock at Doncaster was won by number 3 Montezib, priced at 4-1. Second, number 2 Marshman, 3-1 joint favourite. The other 3-1 joint favourite is Arazio, who finished third in 7 runners in that race. The other result I've got for now is the 3:05 Ron D. First was number 2 Hunter Legend, 13-8, joined the favourite. Second was number 5 Tribesman's Glory, priced at 11-1. And third was number 4 One Last Glance. The other 13-8 joined the favourite. Just the 4 runners in that race. More goals to tell you about in the football going on this afternoon. As I said earlier, there's no Premier League or EFL Championship. Most League One clubs not playing either, but plenty of other to report this afternoon. And in the National League, it is now Barnet 3, Dorking Wanderers 0. And Concord Rangers did go in front in their Isthmian Premier League game. I think they have just conceded. Yes, they have. It's now Lewis 1, Concord Rangers 1. Chris Welkdale from Chelmsford City, player equalising for Lewis in 35 minutes.
Phoenix FM Event Grandler Gallery. Pictures for future and profit.
Monday the 25th of March, and every Monday the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night takes place at the Essex Arms, 10 Morley Hill, Worley, Brentwood, hosted by our very own between 8pm and 10pm. All tracks are recorded and a selection are played on the Sunday Session Show every Sunday from 10am. More details can be found at the Open Mic Night Facebook group. Have a look about if you're on Facebook. If you can't find it, go to the events guide at our website, phoenixfm.com, and you can find a link to it there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit. It's Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. We'll be right back. play with you. I got it hard. Couldn't see how hard I got it. Tell me how to find you. If you know what's good for you. The heat is stifling, burning me up inside. The sweat is coming through each and every pore.
Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good? 18 minutes to 4, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM on a Saturday afternoon. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. As I mentioned at the top of the show, one of our two featured football matches this afternoon is the FA Women's National League Cup Final. Hashtag United Women taking on Newcastle. United Women has been played at Leeton Town's Kenilworth Road Ground. Andy Gardner has followed the tags women's side down there, and he can bring us a half-time report right now.
Half-time at Kenilworth Road, Luton. It is hashtag United Women 1, Newcastle United Women 1 in this National League Cup final. Hashtag in their biggest game in their history, very much in this final. It could go either way, and the trophy is up for grabs for sure at the interval. Newcastle settled the better, and they did get a lucky goal up to 16 minutes to open the scoring. They settled definitely the better of the two sides. There didn't seem to be too much problems for hashtag. And Katie Barker sent in a cross after 16. It didn't seem to be in danger, but inexplicably Malika Apindia diverted the ball into the corner of the net. So a terrible start for hashtag, but they were only behind for 2 minutes when Macy Nichols let fly with a volley from outside the box, which went into the corner for 1-1. Probably Newcastle's most dangerous player, Hannah Greenwood, had a great chance after 29, one-on-one with the keeper, but could only put it wide. Georgia Griffith had a good chance for hashtag after 40 when she hooked over the bar. So it's Eden Stevens, very much anyone's final this. But at half time here, as the rain lashes down here at Luton, it is hashtag United Women 1, Newcastle United Women 1.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. And also play for, it seems, in the second half of that game. Best of luck to hashtag Women. Right now we're going to get back to football because lots more goals have gone in as we approach half-time in the kickoffs. That match between hashtag and Newcastle started at 2:30. But in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, Chelmsford go back at 2:30 after going 2-0 down in the National League South. Not sure if this I'll see if I can find that. Bromley 0, York 1 in the National League. Marvin Armstrong for York in the 33rd minute. Canvey Island have doubled their lead against hashtag men in the Eastbourne Premier League. Bradley Satch scoring the goal second on 36 minutes down at Park Lane. National League is Rochdale 1, Maidenhead 0. Devante Rodney for Dale on 38 minutes. Barnet absolutely running wild against Dorking Wanderers in the first half at the Hive Stadium. They are now 4-0 up. Callum Stead has now scored twice for them in the 31st and 38th minutes. And also in League 2, it's Grimsby nil Wrexham 3. Thomas O'Connor scored a second for Wrexham on 37. Paul Mullin a third on 42. And, just getting back to racing. Should have at least one more result for you. I think I have a couple, actually. No, still waiting on 3:15 and Newbury. I'm not sure what the hold up is there, but I have got the 3:25 Navan, which is the big meeting of the afternoon in Republic of Ireland. That race was won even by number 5 Iceberg Theory, priced at 9-2. Second, number 8 Caracol, priced at 15-2, and third was number 3 Fame After the Glory, priced at 3-1. Six ran before number 6 Lightkeeper, who was the 6-4 favourite, but only managed to finish 5th.
The directors and management of Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking for a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 and under 6. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 6 can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With 2 bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system at 6. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. Book now at playerslounge.co.uk.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
12 minutes to 4 on Brentwood and Billy Wickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this show is Phoenix Sport. In football, in the ESPN Premier League, hashtag United have put a goal back at Canvey Island. May parrot a minute before half time, but Canvey is still winning that one by 2-1. The first half time scores are beginning to come through, so I am going to start running through those now. In the Isthmian Premier League, a fantastic first half for the leaders, Hornchurch, beaten during the week for only the second time this season at Hastings United, but they've travelled back down to East Sussex this afternoon to Whitehawk, and no such issues this afternoon. They are 4-0 ahead at the break. A superb first half performance by the Urchins. Meanwhile at Roos Hall in the National League, Southend United hosting Worthing, Woking this afternoon. There are no goals there at half time. In the Eastmead North, Redbridge, and by the way, congratulations to Redbridge winning the Essex Senior Cup during the week. A superb feat for a Step 4 side. They beat an under 21 side, even from Colchester United in the final at Dagenham and Redbridge's Victoria Road ground to take the trophy for 2024. Well done, Rotorbed. They are hosting Wroxham in the Eastmead North this afternoon, and it is goalless at half time. Also, goalless in another Isbian North game, the brave Basildon United have travelled to Ipswich Wanderers this afternoon, and there were no goals in the first half there. No goals either in another Isbian North match. Walthamstow, who have been on a really good run, which has taken them to just outside the playoff spot. They are at home to Brightling Sea Region this afternoon, but there have been no goals in that match so far. League One, one of only three matches in League One this afternoon. It is currently goalless between Burton Albion and Port Vale. That is a half-time score. Half-time in the League Two match between Cumberland and Gillingham. It is 1-1. Half-time at Victoria Road, it's Dacton Rockridge 0, Oldham Athletic 0 in the National League. Also in the National League at half time, it's Eastleigh 0, Hartlepool 1. No goals at Parkside in the first half in the National League South. It's goalless between Aveley and St Albans City. And in E2 at half time, it's Barrow 0, Newport 0. These are all half time scores now. Luke's 1, Concord Rangers 1 in the Isbian Premier League. Goalless between Doncaster and struggling Forest Green in League 2. One more from League 2, it's Notts County 0, Salford 1. Also in the Isthmian North, Bowes and Pitsy taking on another side in the playoff spots. Bury Town at Len Salmon Stadium this afternoon. There have been no goals in that one so far. League, it's Aldershot 0, Solihull Moors 0. And in one of our feature matches in the Isthmian Premier League and break, it's Billericay Town 1, Wingate and Finchley 0, thanks to that first half goal by Bradley Stevenson after 10 minutes. We'll hear all about that from Jack in a while. League 2, it may be a lifeline for Sutton United. They are 1-0 up at the break against Accrington Stanley. Also in League 2, it's Trent 1, Crawley 2. Chesterfield 1, Bournemouth 0 in the National League. So as things stand, Chesterfield are on their way back to the Football League 6 years after they were relegated, but they've got another 45 minutes to go yet, of course. Elsewhere, Canberra Island 2, hashtag United 1 is now confirmed as a half-time score in the Isthmian Premier League, as is Rochdale 1, Maidenhead 0 in the National League. Half-time at Cressing Road in the National League South, it is Braintree Town 0, Yeovil Town 1. Maybe 1, Stockfold 1 at the break in the Southern League Division 1 Central. League 1, it's Northampton 1, Derby 0, and League 2, it's Grimsby 0, Wrexham 3. Oxford City, all but relegated, we have to say, from the National League, but they've had a good first half at AFC Fylde, and they're winning by a goal to nil. Also in the National League, it's Altrincham 1, Gateshead 0 at the break. And in League 2, it is currently Crewe 1, AFC Wimbledon 1. Taunton Town 2, Chelmsford City 1 is confirmed as a half-time score in the National League South. Here is a coming song from Shed 7, Talk of the Town.
Go. Just to be different naturally.
As I mentioned before, in the National League South, Taunton Town 2, Chelmsford City 1, Kvothe's half, Tarskoy, Jermaine Francis put the Clappers back in it 10 minutes before the break. Also play for in the second half despite their poor start going 2-0 down. In the National League at half-time, it's Bromley 0, York 1, Wealdstone 1, Kidderminster 0, and Barnet 4, Dorking Wanderers 0. Isbjorn North at the break, it's Haybridge Swifts 1, Grays Athletic 0. The big race of the afternoon has taken place, that's the 3. Doncaster Lincoln Handicap. First was number 15, Mr. Professor, priced at 33-1. So one or two bookies might well have been bashed there. Second was number 12, Latam, priced at 16-1. Third was number 11, Navaggio, priced at 22-1. A total of 20 runners in this rate. Number 10, Chazzers Me, the 5-2 favourite, was the favourite, but ended up finishing 5th. Meanwhile, in the Rugby League Challenge Cup, a couple of the ties have finished. Huddersfield Giants have in the last 8, they've beaten Hull FC 50-6. Lee Leopards are through as well. They beat Featherstone Rovers 26-14. It is half time in the tie between Batley Bulldogs and Castleford Tigers, and it is even Stevens at the break. Batley 14, Castleford 14 is the current score. We're taking a break for the news now with the time at 4 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.